All right, now for those of you who are a little surprised at the progression of this service, let me just say that today is Mother's Day, or tomorrow is Mother's Day as it's celebrated, and we have made it a point, actually over all the years, the 22 or so years of Or HaOlam, that on Mother's Day, we'd have mothers specially honored by giving us a drash, that is the mothers who can read Hebrew. So we had a combination of Hebrew readers and English readings. And so right now I've got 7 minutes left. And so it didn't ever go quite this long. But anyhow, what we're going to do, I think I was just going to give you a summary and the notes. And there was a few things that went wrong with the mics. And anyhow, just various things went wrong today. But that's life. And so please be patient with us if you're new to us. Okay, and so I'm going to skip through a lot of this, which I gave a little historical introduction to Mother's Day, and we talked about the eclipse that's coming. We're going to skip all that. And what we want to do is just celebrate some things about motherhood. And when I say celebrate some things about motherhood, that is entirely a scriptural thing to do. After all, it is a scriptural idea to honor your father and your mother. It's the first commandment that has promise that it may go well with you. Now, there's other scriptures, there's other verses in the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments, as they are called, that have consequences, but they're negative. This is the first one that has positive consequence. If you honor your parents, you'll have special blessings on you. You'll live long in the land that Adonai gave us. So I want to just inculcate that idea of honoring motherhood. In order to do it, some pictures of motherhood. Just some physical pictures. This is from Focus on the Family. And I think this one is too. Just some pictures of a mother, what happens to a woman when she becomes a mother. And then a verbal picture. And there's two sides to this verbal picture. I'm not going to be able to present both sides to it. But this is the picture in the word of the essence of a mother. And Vicky read this in a kind of a paraphrase applying Israel or the bride, but she opens her mouth with wisdom. A lesson of kindness is on her tongue. This is one of the verbal pictures that God gives of motherhood, of womanhood. And one poet writes this, says, the moment a child is born, the mother is also born, in that sense that God does something. She never existed before. The woman existed, but the mother never. A mother is something absolutely new. And one mother writes about that, before I became a mom, I never felt my heart break into a million pieces when I couldn't stop a cry, or that someone so small could have such a profound influence on me or make me feel so important. The love, the joy, the magic, I never imagined I would love being a mom until I became one. I'm astonished at nature's grace and thank the Almighty each day for the miraculous decision that I made. So there's something about a mother's words, a mother's prayers, and I won't go into all that I had to it, but there's the lesson of Lois and Eunice in Scripture, who convinced their son Timothy to receive the grace of God in a powerful way, such that he was ready to receive from Shaul, from Paul, the presence of God in his life. So going back to this verse, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. And that goes right along, and I won't go into it right now, but it goes right along with the kindness challenge. A mother is the epitome of the kindness challenge. We spoke about fasting from unkindness for the days of the Omer count. But I think what I want to say is this. There's a wonderful reading from Teddy Roosevelt that maybe I should go into. He says about mothers. He says, when all is said, is the mother only is the better citizen than the soldier who fights for his country, the successful mother, the mother who does part in rearing and training the right boys and girls who are to be the men and the women of the next generation, is of greater use to the community. So if she continues in that spirit, and I'm going to skip through this a little bit. Here's another one of the pictures, actually the opening picture of a mother just being honored by her family. She opens her mouth, again going back to this verbal picture. But I want to conclude within just a few minutes that I have is this thought. And I have a book here that I failed to bring up with me. Good, thank you. So the word picture says, so the kind words of a mother are the spiritual milk and lifeblood of healthy development. So the exhortation is, ladies, pray to have this. But what if, and this is in from the words of Shanti Feldhahn, who I've been quoting about the kindness challenge, what if her inner Cruella de Vil comes out? What if your mother reminds you more of that than these other pictures that I showed you? Or that's another, is another internet picture of Cruella de Vil. Everybody familiar with 101 Dalmatians and that? Okay, now I'm not going to ask for any application of it. I just want you saw the movie, that's all. How do we honor wives and mothers who seem not to be always or often or barely ever of exemplary, nurturing speech? And the scripture that addresses that, because some of us have mother wounds, and all of us, all the mothers here, that is, and all of us as fathers as well, did not do it perfectly. But scripture does give pretty significant response to that. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And another, this is CJB, love always bears up, always trusts, always hopes. There's another book by Shanti Feldhahn that I want to quote, and I'll really close with this. She does surveys of couples to understand emotional health. And almost all of her surveys, 97% of the people that were surveyed said, yeah, I care deeply for my spouse. And I'll just leave it at that for the sake of time. The first question is, do you care for your spouse? But the second question is, do you perceive that your spouse cared for you? So it's a little bit analogous to the question of, do you feel like you had a mother that had the spirit of these words that we just described. And of course, sadly, there are some people who are spiteful, but what do you do? This is the resolution, according to the scripture that I just read. Some of the most happily married people have made a commitment to believe that the words that they hear are for them. Now, that might sound contradictory. When it comes to our perception of our spouse's intention or even of our mother's intention, we really only have two options. We either believe our spouse wants the best of us and we act like it, or we don't. I don't know if I'm going to be able to deliver this thought because it's really profound. Looking for a more generous explanation, but not an excuse, but an explanation, completes the circle and creates a positive cycle. Once you're willing to look for the truth, rather than being blinded by your hurt feelings, you start to see you are right to presume the positive. The choice to believe the best about your spouse, or in this case, so we're talking about your mother, may not come easily at first. You may know in your head she appreciates you, but your heart is still stinging from the way she just teased you at the dinner party, embarrassed you, called out your faults, said cruel things, whatever. So the application that I'm going to have to leave with at this point, since time is really gone, is just these points here. I'll deliver this message in full at some point. But we are told, and I want all of us who have mothers, this day is for us here to honor the mothers that we have. To honor, we all had mothers, even if they abandoned us, we all had mothers. And we're to honor motherhood. Now, I want to give a disclaimer. Whenever we have this day, we always, always have a sense of there are single women, there are mothers or the women who just didn't conceive and wish they were mothers. There are mothers that, if they're mothers, but there are people, there are women who aren't mothers and wish they were. And we don't mean to denigrate them or minimize them. And I know this day can be painful for that purpose. So what we want to do is, all of us had a mother, unless you came from Krypton or somewhere, but anyhow, but even Superman had a mother, so we all had mothers. But the point is to honor them, to honor them. So what we want to do in this application is to take the motherhood, if you've had a mother wounding or if you are a mother, but you know you are wounding, for all of us to enter into this being swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to get angry, to evaluate the words so we can enter into this wonderful statement. You see, this is not only a description. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the lesson of kindness is on her tongue. It's also a prayer. Everything in Scripture that's description can also be a prayer. You can enter into that. Lord, she didn't have the spirit, but I'm going to enter into this belief that she is, or she could be, or she will be what you intended her to be. And Scripture tells us, Yeshua tells us specifically, that we have faith, can have faith in God. If someone says this mountain, be taken and thrown into the sea. So what I'm urging all of us to do is to take any mother wounds we have and to give them to Yeshua and say, okay, God, I'm going to put a different construction on what I heard. I'm going to forgive, and I'm going to listen in a different way to what mothers have said or what wives have said. So the conclusion of all this, and I probably butchered it by just going through it this fast, is honor good words that we've heard, and believe the best if there's questionable words, and trust Yeshua to establish better words that this scripture can be lived out, because God wants us to have this wonderful spirit of motherhood inculcated in our congregation and healed in our generations as is necessary. Now, what I want to do at this point is I want to call all the mothers to come up. And as I said, this day is for honoring motherhood. So we have gifts that my wife and Joelle have worked very hard taken from the gift shop. We have actually a little better quality gifts than we've had before, and we appreciate that. So we would like all the mothers to come up. We want to bless all the mothers that are here. And so they're going to unveil the gifts. And so take one for yourself if you're a mother. And if you are not a mother, and like I said, it's a time of feeling left out, excluded, wounded, please bear with us. We just want to honor what our culture is not honoring.